In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is Monday, the 29th of January. Good as always to have you along, everybody. You know, there comes a time in the life of every presidential administration when, economically speaking, they own it. I'm not talking here about when they take credit for the economy, which the incumbent, as we know, has been doing since the early days. I'm talking rather about when they have earned that credit. With President Trump's first State of the Union tomorrow night and the economy virtually certain to be very high up in that speech, this seemed like a good day to do a little reality check on that. For that, I'm joined live by Marketplace's Kimberly Adams. She is in Washington, our bureau there. Hey, Kimberly.
Hi, Kai.
So the president, as I said, has been taking credit since the early days. He did it most notably last week in Davos. Millions of new jobs, trillions in wealth created. Deserved, undeserved? Discuss.
Economists say it's a bit of a stretch because a lot of those economic gains that President Trump likes to claim are actually the effect of policies that were put in place by either the Obama administration or maybe even the last Bush administration. So let's take unemployment, for example. Yeah. Yes, President Trump is in office for record low unemployment, but if you look at it on a chart, you'll see this data point is at the end of a trend that's been headed in the same direction since like 2009.
Yeah.
And then if you want to look at the stock market, economists say a lot of those gains come from big U.S. companies making more money outside the U.S., plus our market growth mirrors that of other global markets. That said, there's no denying there has been a Trump bump based on the fact that markets are responding positively to a more business-friendly administration, and that extra cash in the markets is driving some additional spending and investment.
Right. You throw in the tax bill and the deregulatory environment, and that's all a net plus for businesses. Riddle me this, though. When does he actually own this economy, good or bad?
So keeping in mind that presidents have a limited ability to affect
the economy overall,
it just takes a little while for policies enacted by any administration to kick in. Most economists say you're going to wait at least 6 months to a year after a major policy change for it to really show up in the economy. And President Trump's big legislative accomplishment was the tax law, which just passed last month.
Yeah.
And so even though we've seen some bonuses and companies bringing back money to the U.S., it's still going to take a bit of time for that to really filter through the broader economy. Same with the regulations. Like you mentioned, there's been some rollbacks, but it's going to take a while to show up.
Talk to me then about some of your reporting, right? I mean, you've been down to the Southwest, you've been in the Midwest of this country. When you talk to people just anecdotally about this economy, where do they fall on the, yes, it's President Trump, or it was happening anyway?
It depends on whether or not you like Trump in the first place, really. So people who like the president say, oh, yeah, this is all him. People who don't know he's just riding Obama's coattails. But a lot of people really have just checked out. There is such a barrage of information and tweets about Trump and all the news that people, if they're even feeling this good economy, they're not really worried about who gets the credits. And this is a challenge and an opportunity for Trump in the State of the Union. He gets to try to focus the narrative on the economy and try to convince people it's because of him, because right now, polls from Gallup, as well as the Washington Post and ABC, show more Americans credit President Obama for the good news about the economy than President Trump.
Kimberly Adams in the Marketplace Bureau in Washington, live with us today. Kimberly, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kai.
All right, talk to you soon. Of necessity, tomorrow night, as Kimberly said, the president is going to be talking economic big picture, and mostly really for effect, because the broad outlines of what he's going to say are already pretty well known. But as we like to say from time to time on this program, the economic headlines don't much matter if people aren't feeling it in their day-to-day. So with that in mind, Marketplace's Erica Barris went to talk to people in downtown Pittsburgh at lunchtime to find out how the economy is working for them.
Debbie Pascara was one of the lucky ones. She made it through the worst years of Pittsburgh's economy and the financial crisis. Then in 2015, she lost her longtime job with American Airlines. And at 54, it was hard finding a new one. Eventually, she landed work with the county.
It's struggling to make ends meet. And I'm living paycheck to paycheck, where 2 years ago, I wasn't.
In between sips of soup, she tells me she now makes half what she made before. When Trump talks about the amazing economy, as far as Pascara is concerned, he isn't talking to her.
You know, you look at the stock market and it's doing well right now, but, you know, my paycheck hasn't matched it, so.
And that's what matters to her, what's in her paycheck. Even though she had more than two decades at American, the roaring market is almost an afterthought.
Maybe my old 401k is doing pretty good.
Pascara is having a very different experience from Andrew Andoga, a 60-year-old commercial lighting salesman. Holding a hard hat and a briefcase, he reels off his good fortune. Construction is up. Regulations are disappearing. There's a tight labor market. Pittsburgh is growing. And his 401k?
In the last 3 months, we've seen a 40% growth in what we have in our financial investments.
If he's worried about anything, it's that this is all too much of a good thing. He even asked his financial advisor if he should cash out.
He said, no, it's not over with yet.
For some people, like 50-year-old Kelly Ballard, nothing's really changed.
I'm still doing the same amount of business as I was doing before.
Ballard works in the service industry, restoring floors, detailing cars. One of the perks of running his own business, having the time to take his daughter ice skating on a Friday afternoon. Overall, he says the economy is doing great, but...
I think that Mr. Trump has taken a lot of credit for some of the things that Mr. Obama initiated.
For Megan Lovett, the whole economic picture comes into focus every day. At 37, Lovett owns her own home, has money to go to restaurants. But as an attorney with a nonprofit, she represents low-income people. She says Pittsburgh's economy reflects the country's economy.
There are still plenty of people who are scraping. I don't think that wages have really improved for a lot of people that I know.
She says it's a rising tide, but still not lifting all boats. In Pittsburgh, I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.